Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, Coach. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Coach Unplugged. I'm so excited you decided to join. Before we jump in, I'd like to do a couple things. First of all, listen to our other podcasts. Go over and check out High School Hoops, 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast, the Funnel Down Defense Podcast. You will not be disappointed, trust me. And go leave a 5-star review. We love those. Also, before we jump in, I want to make sure I give a shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the number one shooting machine on the market, bar none. They are awesome. They rock the world. Mention Coach Unplugged, and they'll give you $400 off. $400 off. Just mentioned Coach Unplugged or Coach Collins, and they'll take really good care of you. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. You know, it's something I started because it was something I wanted as a coach. It's got everything, helps pay the bills for all of these free things that I put out into the world, but it's got everything that I would have wanted as a young coach, you know, from someone that's still a high school coach and has won at every level and won the state championships and been nationally ranked and all those things. It was something that I thought other coaches could use. And that's why we're the only ones that offer the 14-day free trial, because we want you to go kick the tires around. We want you to see the roadmap that we have set up for you to become a better basketball coach. There's nothing else like it on the world. And, you know, you get one-on-one calls and office hours and all those things with me. So go over and check it out. I don't think you'll be disappointed. And let's head off to the podcast. It's been a while, Coach.
It feels like it. I know. I miss our conversation, Steve.
It's yeah.
Well, how long did it take before we actually turned on the recording button? Almost an hour.
I know. We were catching up. You were listening. It's yeah. And I apologize for my voice, but this is, if anybody's listened to my other podcast, they can build anything from mid-November till February sounds like this. Because I'm scolding sometimes, or I don't know, redirecting.
Yeah, that's right. Giving direction to your players on the court.
All right. So talk about your coaching youth plan, your practice plans. How's that going?
It's going really well. You know, they had a great, getting some great feedback from coaches. So thank you, coaches, for those who are using the practice plans. And if you haven't, go to basketballpracticeplans.com, download yours, everything you need for the season and more. We got some surprises coming up on version 2 as well in the next fall.
So, I don't even know about version 2. We'll have to talk about that off the
air. I don't know how I didn't say that. But yeah, we got some good things in the works for next fall already. So pretty excited about that. And selling the offense a little bit too. The ABC's offense, coaches are enjoying that simplicity of that. And so, yeah, no, everything's moving right along. I was pleasantly surprised. You know, we've just launched in August, so September. So Thank you again, coaches. That's, you know, thank you. Appreciate all your support.
Yeah, we're getting lots of great input on this podcast, which is why we're still doing it.
That's right. Yeah, no, that feedback you guys have been giving us, really appreciate that. That fuels us, keeps us going, and
yes,
you know, keep it coming, just because, you know, we want to hear from you. We want to know if we're on the right track, and if we're not, we want to change it. So
right, we want to know what you want to know, and we also want to, what you want to hear about. And then, you know, if you listen on Spotify or any listening things, if you go leave a review, that helps, because, you know, that, like I said, it fuels Coach and I, because we're both mid-season, and you know, we like doing this, but we're Coach, when Coach came on, we're on video here for those of you who are listening, and he looked like you're Earl a couple hours earlier than me.
Yeah,
like oh crud, like I feel like I woke him up. It's pretty funny.
I had to comb my hair real quick, you know.
I just put a hat on. I got a haircut, so I put my Disney.
Yeah, I got one a couple weeks ago.
So. And for me, I'm my membership. My goal is January 1, but coachingyouthhoops.com. Go over and check it out. I'm not going to say much about it because I'm still working on it. So what's today's lesson, Coach?
Today we're going to talk about how do you get kids to play hard. But my question is, well, what's playing hard? What does that mean? Right? What does playing hard mean? And, you know, we've heard all coaches, you probably said it, you got to play harder, right? Well, what does that mean? So I think we should define what playing hard means. And well, I think that's how, go ahead.
No, go.
I was going to say, I think that is the missing key. You can't just tell a kid to play hard. You have to define what playing hard is. An example, we want on defense, we want to get, you know, we two charges a game, right? We want to get two charges a game, whatever that number is, right? But that's clearly defining your definition of playing hard. Another one might be, you know, getting, you know, X number of stops in a row, right? Something you could easily track, or anybody could easily track on defensive, again, defensive stops.
Right. So it's similar to, so I always think about playing hard, like be a better leader. Like we say that, but we don't tell them what a leader does.
Yeah. What does
so
it mean?
It's very similar. So things that we track in our program, we track diving on the floor for loose balls.
Balls. Yep.
We talk about deflections. We talk about offensive rebounds.
Yeah.
Cause there's a lot of hustle and offensive rebounds. We obviously do charges like you do. We do, we actually rank our, and again, what is playing hard? Not everyone gets to play. So we actually track our bench and how many times they stand up and how many times they cheer their teammates on. Cause that's them playing hard.
Right.
So, and then, you know, we talk again, those are a lot more of those are defense, but we also talk about how many rotations we get on the offense. So playing hard is executing. So then we come up with some execution levels that we want. Like we call it 7 and 7. So either you take the shot in the first 7 seconds or you make 7 passes. That's an execution of the offense, because 2 passes, we're probably not going to get a very good shot.
Yeah.
So, so we have some offensive tendencies too. Do we get a post touch? You know, do we get a dive? So defense is a lot easier to find it as far as showing hard.
Right.
And then I will do, especially in practice, I will stop practice at times and ask them, ask them their level of tiredness, how hard have you been working, and have them grade themselves. And then I said, well, where should we be? You know, look at the drill we're doing, or the thing we're doing right now. Where should we be? You guys say you're at, you know, a 5 tired wise, maybe we should be at it. Why aren't you? And then we talk about it. So sometimes it's an indication at the moment that they think they're playing hard, but they don't understand the physicality of what that means. I think sometimes
A little bit of a tangent on playing hard though. I went to St. Mary's College and I sat in on the girls' basketball practice. They have I'll call, because since we're talking about a playing hard meter strapped to every girl, and it actually tracks all a bunch of stats, their heartbeat, their rhythm. It does it as an individual basis and as a team. And they have a upper limit depending on, do we got a game in one day? Do we got a game in 2 days? Oh, it's 3 days out before our next game, so we can go a little bit harder. Oh, we got a game tomorrow, so let's, back it down. They got one guy that sits there on his laptop looking at all of these levels, and then he literally calls practice. Okay, we reached our limit. That's it for the day. Even if, if he had an hour, 2 hour practice, he calls it and they're done, an hour and a half. Okay, they did their load for the day. Isn't that pretty exciting?
What are they wearing?
Yeah, it's strapped to their sports bra, and it's just like it's a little
Is
device
it
that
a
goes onto the.
company?
Yeah, and I can't, and now I'm blanking on the name of the company
Because
because
you
we
know I'm
actually
going to get
do.
like 17 emails now on what company this
What
is.
company? That's good. Then you get. Well, I'll find
That's
out.
true. That's true. We'll put it in the show
We'll
notes
put it in
once
the
I
show
get
notes.
it, so I don't have to
Exactly, but
answer all
that's
these
pretty
emails.
fascinating. Yeah.
For nearly 4 decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
And we looked into it. It's actually not that expensive. Don't want to. We're talking youth hoops anyway, so I don't want to get distracted. We're not going to strap that on that fourth grade
No, we are
player.
definitely
So,
not.
but playing hard, I think you nailed it, and I think you just need a plan of a number of things. So, what could it specifically a youth coach? And remember, it could be just them, or they might have a player, or might have a parent helping, assisting them that. They could define what are three things in your mind that a youth coach could say, okay, this is my definition of playing hard. You've already said them. So let's just do a quick recap.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure. Again, this is from my youth playing
Yeah.
coaching days. I'm not sure I want them diving on some of those floors.
Oh, really?
Like,
Oh.
there's some bad, we're on some tile bad floors when, like, they're not wood floors,
Hmm.
they're cafeterias. I don't know.
You know how you
Maybe.
solve that? Knee pads.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not disagreeing. I'm just saying. There's a difference between a fourth grader and an eighth grader too.
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah, so let's do elementary, let's do middle
Okay.
separately.
Okay,
So I would
so
definitely put
elementary
diving
first.
on the floor for a middle school kid as one of the, how many times are you going after loose balls?
Yeah, so loose balls. So that's playing hard. Taking a charge,
Yep.
middle school is one.
Yep.
And then I think you got to go with rebounds.
Yeah, offensive rebounds.
Offensive rebounds.
And the
Okay.
reason I've always picked offensive rebounds is defensive right rebounds is a standard and an expectation. An offensive rebound is, you know what I'm saying? I expect you to get dressed and go to school. An
Right.
expectation you're going to wear clothes to school. You're going to
Yeah.
go naked. So defensive rebounding is you should box out all the time. Offensive rebounding is harder. I just think it's a more effort thing. It's, I don't know. I don't know what it would be an analogy of that, but I think that's yeah. So I would do offensive rebounding for middle schoolers.
So with your high school, quick again, a quick question. Let's say your rebounding goal is whatever, I don't know, what is it? 25, 15? I don't know. Offense, I don't know if you combine them or look at them separately. Let's just call it 10. If you got out rebounded by one, is that a win or a loss for you in your mind?
Loss. We lose a rebounding battle on either end, it's a loss.
Yeah.
We emphasize rebounding all the time.
Yeah, we got out rebounded one game. So far, we're doing really good on rebounds, but
Yep.
one game.
So you must em it's whatever you emphasize.
Yeah,
So
that's
like
our number one thing.
we
Right.
emphasized
Okay.
this last game that you and I were talking about before we came in the air. We were emphasizing rebounding, keeping them out of the paint
Yeah.
and closing out. And we did a pretty good job on all three of them. Because again, I only give them three things to think about, and they did a
Right.
real, I mean, we did a rebounding. I mean, I haven't looked at the stats yet, but I know I'm guessing we won the rebound battle. So yeah. And
What
again,
about you?
sometimes it's not a number, the stats teacher, it's a comparison in that game.
True.
You know what
Yeah.
I'm saying? So
Yeah.
it's more of the battle I'm playing with that team. Like I might be able to get 20 rebounds against this team because they're horrible. But I might get seven rebounds against this one team and they get four. That's a win. So I'm always comparing the opponent, how we're doing against the opponent. Thought that we're digressing here.
Yeah.
What about middle? What about elementary? What do you think about elementary school?
I think that rebounds. And I think for the elementary, it's both offense and defensive rebounds.
I think so too. Yeah. I think so too.
Steals, right? Turnovers caused. What about that? Like popping a ball out, or
even even like deflections, maybe at that.
Or deflections.
Like, yeah, you get a hand on the ball.
Because
steals, there might be a higher standard deviation for ability level. The really good athletes can steal the ball a lot and not even work that hard.
Mm-hmm.
But deflections are harder. Deflections are means you're being active. Mm-hmm. So I might think that at the elementary level.
Yeah. Okay. So deflections, rebounds on both offense and defensive rebounds. Probably not practicing taking a charge, right? No. You don't want them diving on the ground, maybe, right? Playing in some of those.
I personally don't. I would in knee pads, maybe. If we're in the 70s and we're playing the semi-pro or whatever, what was that movie, semi-pro? I think one thing that we could add to both and that I add to mine, it's really hard to talk when you're tired. Mm. So I track communication at all times, that they're communicating and that, you know, they're pointing. And if they're not communicating verbally, they're pointing and doing things, because sometimes they're too tired to even say something, but you can communicate by pointing and directing and doing things like that. So playing hard is a mental part too. And it's hard to talk, and it's a skill that I've noticed a decline in communication. I don't know, post COVID maybe. So I throw that into basically everything we do. So I would definitely throw it into a hustle track.
Yeah, that's a good one. And that's always hard. I don't care what level you're teaching, grade school to high school, having the kids talk on the court and on the bench. I mean, I think, you know, that's, you know, can't, you know, like you said, playing hard on the bench for someone, right, is they should be, you know, we have every bench player who's ever, I don't care if it's a starter who's just happens to be out. They, you know, we have a shot clock. So in high school, it doesn't matter, even if you're elementary though, they have to be communicating, right? Good call, you know, play defense, whatever they're talking about with the shot clock. We do, you know, we have a specific code word when it gets down to, when we have the ball, 10 seconds, right? So we yell out this code word. So our players on the court know, hey, okay, we got to do something here. So just the communication on the bench, like you said, high fives coming off the bench. That's part of communication too.
I think that's big. All right. Anything else, coach, to add to this? Any closing remarks?
No, I like, so I would just say, coaches, just pick out your favorite things of playing hard, define what those mean, put a definition, you know, you want X number of loose balls or rebounds or charges or steals, deflections, etc. Put a number towards that and start tracking it in your games. But you have to practice that, and you have to emphasize it as well in practice.
And in closing for me, I would say pick one thing first. Mm-hmm. Just pick one. Because again, youth coaches tend to be by yourself, blah, blah, blah. Pick one.
You have one practice a week.
Pick one thing and just emphasize that one thing, and you will see an improvement. And then you can always add to it. It's the teacher in me. So right. Get good at that one thing. If it's whatever it is you want to say, here's what playing hard is, do this. And then if they start doing that on a regular basis, then add something to it.
Perfect. Yeah.
I think us just throwing ideas at you is hopefully helpful. So, all right, until next week.
Till next week, coaches. Good luck.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.